Well, you just work day by day, and you got to eliminate some of those mistakes. You know, we talked about it after the game. All of a sudden, you get, you know, a turnover or a touchdown pass, and all of a sudden you win the game. Everybody's excited. Everybody's happy. Now, you don't win the game. You go back and you look at every play in the game. That's just the nature of the difference of winning and losing. That's just the nature of the business.
And that is the voice of Coach Mike Shanahan on Postmortem Monday. Another difficult-to-swallow Redskins defeat in the nation's capital. Rob Woodfork here with you alongside George Wallace, who had front row seats for the debacle there at FedEx Field. George, your thoughts, sir?
Well, it didn't look any better up close, I'll tell you that. That's for sure. You know, I don't know. Where do you want to start? Do you want to look for positives? Do you want to look for the negatives? Do you want to talk about the 1,464 yards the defense has given up? Most in NFL history over three games. The team did score in the first half for the first time.
We have that, so that's, you have that to look
forward
to.
You want to put that in a positive column. No, I did think that, and I know people have been calling me crazy all day long, but I think that the offense did take a step forward yesterday. I will say that. I think that he was running the zone read a little bit. They moved the pocket, which he said helped them. On the 21-yard scramble, he took off running. He did fumble, but that was what we have not seen from him all year. The play to Aldrick Robinson, the touchdown's overturned. That was the big play spark they've been looking for.
Right.
That the deep threat, that would have just been a huge momentum, because you haven't seen anything out of this offense yet for that big play potential that we've been waiting for. But so I did think that we saw some steps forward yesterday in that regard.
That is true. And again, the read option back, that is what we were talking about leading up to this game. That's what needed to be reintroduced or at least emphasized more, and that happened. But RG3 with two back-breaking turnovers, both of which came in scoring territory. Mm-hmm. If they even settle for field goals on those two drives where he had that fumble at the end of the long run and where he threw that mind-numbing interception along the sideline.
I mean, which Mike Shanahan called a good throw on Monday. He did say today that was a good throw.
And I'm glad that he moonwalked off of that, because there's nothing good about that throw. Yeah. That's a rookie mistake, and he's not a rookie anymore. Right. These are the things we expected to see from him last year. He was terrific last year, and now this year he looks more like the rookie, ironically. On the defense, I guess we do have to address that. Contributing to what was, by the way, the first ever loss against the Lions in Washington. The last time the Lions beat the Redskins on the road, FDR was president, and the Redskins were playing at Fenway Park.
Yes.
Just to give that some historical
context. We weren't
context.
Covering that one, though.
We weren't. No. We weren't covering that. At least I wasn't. No. I don't know what you were doing. No, but no. We talked about this. The keys to victory on defense, they had to tackle. They had to slow down Megatron. They did that sort of. Seven catches, 115 yards, and a touchdown for Calvin Johnson,
you said, you knew he was going to get his.
To get his. Like, given what he's capable of doing against an epic, awful defense, it could have been double that, and we wouldn't have batted an eye at it. But they did sort of hold down his numbers, relatively speaking, and they got the break of not having Reggie Bush in the lineup.
Right.
And Joik Bell still burned them. That first touchdown, where he basically went truck stick on about nine guys, got into the end zone. I mean, it looked like a video game out there.
Made him miss tackles. I mean, I believe the count was 12 missed tackles in the game yesterday. You just can't have that. You cannot have that. That's just inexcusable. And that has nothing to do with scheme or anything like that. That's just fundamental football. And you know, missing tackles like that. But yeah, Joik Bell was rumbling and bumbling yesterday. If Bush plays in that game, who knows how much worse it could get? I mean, they talked about stopping
the run.
Probably
score 50.
Right. They talked about stopping the run, the up front guys. And did a little bit better of that situation. But then, you know, you're not seeing all phases of the defense come together yet. And I think that's what's worrisome.
Right. And you mentioned their defense against the run. This was the most alarming statistic I heard. Now, the yards per carry were not impressive for Bell.
Right.
But he had 24 touches in the game. Out of those 24 touches, the Redskins missed tackles on 11 of those plays. Is the statistic I heard. So that's backbreaking right there. Now, the silver lining in all of this.
I knew you'd find it.
Hey, man, I find it.
That's what you do.
I try to be objective when I talk about these guys.
Sure.
The silver lining in this is that the problems that they have are all correctable.
And
these are things that we talked about before. They are correctable. This is not, oh, no, we don't have enough healthy bodies to play safety. They have healthy bodies. They have guys that they spent draft picks on and are confident in. They just happen to have a couple of rookies back there, and they're not tackling. If they can tackle, that is a correctable problem that will help them as they move forward.
And they saw a lot of the one safety look yesterday too, with just Brandon Merriweather back there. And they were, you know, when they were going into some packages, but yeah, it's just, you know, and that was the sentiment in the locker room after the game too, is that again, they beat themselves again. Right. They know the mistakes they've made are very correctable, and it's just a matter of getting it done. I mean, the defense cannot continue to give up nearly 500 yards a game. If that's going to be the case, then the offense is going to have to score 35 points a game to win football games. And right now, they're just not capable.
They're not capable of that right now. There's no way. Now,
it doesn't get any easier either.
No, it doesn't.
Terrell Pryor can run around.
He can run around, and let's just say, hypothetically, they lose that game. You go into the bye week, who's waiting for you on the other side? You have Dallas.
Yes.
And then you have two undefeated teams. You have Chicago and Denver.
Yep.
So this could get ugly in a hurry if they don't win those.
You just really like to just spoil it all.
I like to look ahead.
I like to look ahead.
I mean, but this was supposed to be the easy part of their schedule. Yeah. You have at home two teams that were 4-11 or 4-12 rather last season.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't win those games. You get blown out by the Packers. Now you're in a hole. You're facing a circumstance now where you're going to have to win against teams that you're probably not supposed to beat in order to even have a decent record.
The teams that the Redskins have lost to these first three games have one win combined in their
outside
other games.
Of, yeah.
And that was the Lions win.
Yeah.
Packers haven't won. Eagles haven't won.
Mm-hmm. That's depressing.
Yes. Wow. Sorry, folks. Just telling it like it is.
Yeah, yeah. But to be fair, and again, playing a little devil's advocate here.
That's what we do.
They were 3-6 last year. Remember how bad this, and I wrote about this on WTOP.com today. At 3-6.
Nice plug.
That's what I do, man. Got to plug my stuff.
3-6.
They were 3-6 last year.
Yeah.
And they went into the bye with a terrible loss at home to a Carolina Panthers team that couldn't get out of its own way.
Right.
And we looked at the rest of the schedule, 5 division games.
Yeah.
And we said, where are they going to win another game? If they can't beat the Panthers at home, where are they going to win another game? They won them all.
They did.
Now, I'm not saying they're going to do that again.
They can't.
I'm not saying they're capable of doing that again, because the defense appears to have regressed, even though they have more talent. But this can get better. It's not going to possibly get worse.
No, and I think it will get better. I still think it's a matter of the offense still finding its legs and getting back into rhythm. The concern I have is the defensive side. I do think the offense is going to be okay. Whether or not Griffin returns to 2012 form, I don't know. Pierre Garçon said on Monday in the locker room that he's not healthy and he's not where he needs to be. Okay, fine. The offense will work itself out of that, let's hope. But the defense is what I think is a little bit worrisome. And D'Angelo Hall, I think, had a great quote in the locker room after the game. He said, we cannot rely on what we did last year. You can't do it.
Right, because that in and of itself is rare to do once, let alone try to do it 2 years in a row.
Yeah, 2 in a row, right. So we'll see what happens Sunday in Oakland. It's going to be another tough one.
But yeah, we will discuss on Friday. We'll break down the matchup with the Raiders, and hopefully the Redskins will get in that elusive win column. Rob Woodfork here with you. We will have the NFL recap up on Tuesday. George and I will break down the game on Friday. Have a great week.